Welcome to Cheap Astronomy's Fantastic Physics Formulas. Today, Tsiolkovsky's Rocket Equation. The rocket equation tells us how the velocity of a rocket will change as it burns a given mass of fuel. The equation says that the change in velocity, delta V, achieved by a rocket is the product of the efficiency of its engines, measured as effective exhaust velocity, or VE, and the natural logarithm of the rocket's initial mass, m0, divided by its final mass, m final. We need to use the natural logarithm because, from the point of ignition, the rocket is burning fuel, and hence losing mass, moment by moment. The natural logarithm is used when you want to calculate change arising from a very large number of small iterative steps. But to begin at the beginning, Newton's first law of motion, the law of inertia, says that if you are moving, you will just keep on moving, unless something gets in your way. And if you're not moving, well, you'll just keep on not moving. So the first thing to understand is that if you are flying a spacecraft through a vacuum in interplanetary space, where there's almost no gravity, you will get from point A to point B without having to do anything. Since you're already travelling at a particular velocity, you'll just keep on travelling at that particular velocity. But if you want to get to point B faster, then you've got to change your velocity. And if you want to launch off a planet, then you'll have to change from a surface relative velocity of zero up to that planet's particular escape velocity. Newton's second law of motion helps us to understand how you go about changing your velocity. It says that acceleration is a product of the motive force applied to an object divided by the mass of that object. In a roundabout way, Tsiolkovsky's rocket equation is actually derived from Newton's second law and represents a special case of the second law, where a motive force is being applied to an object while its mass is steadily decreasing. And of course, the motive force created by your rocket engine is all about Newton's third law. A standard rocket engine creates a controlled explosion that drives propellant out of the rocket's nozzle at a very high speed. And if propellant is pushed out in one direction, then the rocket will be pushed in the opposite direction, since every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Rocket engine effectiveness is mostly about engineering. You want to maximize your exhaust velocity and also ensure it goes out in as straight a line as possible, opposite to the direction of motion that you want your rocket moving in. Any misaligned propellant means your exhaust velocity is less effective than it could be. So, having established all that background, let's now go back to Tsiolkovsky's rocket equation. If a rocket is going to do more than just sit motionless on a planet's surface, or to keep moving at a constant velocity through empty space, then you'll need to generate a delta V, a change in velocity. It's easy enough to work out on paper what delta V you'll need to launch from the Earth's surface up to low Earth orbit, or up to geosynchronous orbit, or to escape from the planet entirely. Armed with that knowledge, the rocket equation tells you what kind of rocket to build, since a rocket is just an aerodynamic fuel tank with rocket engines at the bottom and a payload at the top. You should know what your rocket engine's VE is, either because you built them or because you bought them. And you should also know what you'd like your M final to be, which will be the mass of your payload plus the mass of the empty fuel tanks and expended rockets. The rocket equation also helps you think about rocket staging. For example, if you want to get to low Earth orbit, you'll need a delta V of 9.7 kilometers per second. With a single-stage rocket, it works out that 88% of your launch mass has to be fuel. But with a two-stage rocket, the first stage might only achieve a delta V of 5 kilometers per second, so only 67% of the first stage's mass has to be fuel. The second stage can then achieve the remaining 4.7 kilometers per second of delta V needed to get to low Earth orbit if just 65% of its mass is fuel. So, it works out that your two-stage rocket will still get to low Earth orbit, but only 83% of its launch mass needs to be fuel instead of 88%. And all that was worked out by Konstantin Tsiolkovsky while living in a log cabin 200 kilometers southwest of Moscow. Tsiolkovsky died in 1935, 7 years before the first rocket was launched into space in 1942. That's pretty fantastic.